Did you know we're eating and drinking roughly a credit card's worth of plastic a week? Yep, that's right. Blue Land set out to do something about it. Eliminate the need for single-use plastic in the cleaning products we reach for the most. I'm absolutely obsessed with Blue Land for a couple of reasons. One, how they're helping the environment. Two, how convenient they make my life. And three, how freaking beautiful their pastel containers are. All you have to do is fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning products on your groceries run again. My partner was a little skeptical the other day if the dishwasher tablets would work as well as the pods we usually use, but after the dishes came out sparkling clean, he was sold as well. It's not only super convenient, but Blue Land is also affordable. Refills start at just $2.25, and you can even set up a subscription or buy in bulk for additional savings. Blue Land has a special offer for listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/dateable. You won't want to miss this. blueland.com/dateable for 15% off. That's blueland.com/dateable to get 15% off.
Hi, I'm Yui Shu.
And I'm Julie Kraftchick.
We're active daters turned dating sociologists.
Here to dive into everything modern dating and relationships.
Welcome to the Dateable Podcast. Hey friends, welcome back to Brunch Talk, where we dissect your burning dating questions. We know you all have so many questions to ask. And every week, we are here for you. We are by your side while you're eating your brunch, while your mouths are full. We will give you what we think about your situation.
They truly are endless. And the one that we got today, it takes me back because I think we've all been here before and had this burning question top of mind.
And what could that burning question be? It is, should I give someone a second chance?
Whew. And more context is, a year ago, I went on a couple of great dates with this guy. We had a really strong connection and even kissed at the end of the date. When it came to scheduling the third date, it fizzled out due to both of us getting sick, him traveling, and then rescheduling conflicts. Recently, we reconnected, though, and he apologized for dropping the ball and his lack of communication. And we had another great date. But then we were supposed to see each other again. He canceled again due to illness and travel. I really like him, but I'm starting to question if he's just an unreliable person. Should I give him another chance?
Or is he just really sick? I don't know.
I know.
That could be a bigger issue if he keeps getting ill. End of the day, it's like, yes, you could have a great time with someone when they're physically with you on a date. But if you don't feel safe or you don't feel the consistency or even the respect when you're not with them, then you're not really going to feel that in a relationship either. So we always say your time apart from someone is much more telling than your time with someone.
Absolutely. And this, I feel like we've all been here before. It's like, you really want to make it work because, you know, you had such great chemistry and such a good time together. But at the end of the day, like, if you can't trust that this person's going to follow through with their actions, then what do you have? I really believe consistency is the bare minimum.
Yes.
Like, if that's not there, then how do you build a relationship if that's what you want to do? If you want someone that can be your go-to person, I think it just comes down to this person getting real with what they want and not being afraid to tell them. Like, I know that they did apologize. They came back. I remember, like, I had an instance when I was dating and, again, got really swept up in great chemistry. We actually never met. This was virtual over COVID. But I remember him just being like, I can't wait to meet you, like, when you come back, like, this whole thing. And then, of course, when I got back, nowhere to be found. Mm-hmm. And I did eventually send a text just being like, hey, like, I am looking for someone, you know, that can make the time to meet up with me. And if that's not you, that's totally fine. But just so you know, like, I'm going to make room for that person. Like, I'm not going to just be waiting around idle for you to get free. And of course, like, he responded the way I thought he would of, yeah, this isn't the right time, like, best of luck. No hard feelings, though. But ultimately, why I think that is such a great thing to do is that it puts you back into the driver's seat. You're really being clear of, this is what I want. And it's not making demands on someone. Like, for me, it freed me up to find someone that actually could be reliable and show up. And, you know, for her, if she does put that out there, he can at least just be like, oh shit, yeah, I do need to like either make this happen or move out of the way.
I feel like a lot of times we do things or say things because we want to show the other person that we have standards and
yeah,
that we're not a pushover and we're not waiting for them. But the flip of what you were saying, Julie, is turn it back on you.
Mm-hmm.
Is this in line with what you want? Do you want to keep seeing this person? Do you feel like you're getting the consistency and the reliability that you want? And that question is a lot more important than asking, well, how do I let this person know that I won't stand for their bullshit?
Right.
You know, put it back on you. And when you can express it in that way, like, I was looking forward to getting to know you. I was looking forward to our third, fourth date, but not hearing from you makes me feel like maybe we're not aligned in what we're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, that is a better way of getting into this. So it's not pointing fingers. It's more like, we're just not aligned.
Right. And I get it. You know, stuff happens. Like, sure, we've all been sick. I don't want to say, you know, every time someone cancels a date, you should never trust them again. And they're totally flaky and unreliable. But at this end of the day, when you keep seeing a pattern, and at this point, this person has a few data points. So I'd say, like, you don't need to throw this card out on the first instance.
Yeah.
But after, like, the second time, in this case, the third time, you know, it's starting to be a pattern that feels like it's something, unless you put a stake down, it's going to keep happening. It's going to be the third chance, the fourth chance, the fifth chance. It's going to be a never-ending cycle.
People are flaky. Seriously.
They are.
People are flaky. Even if they really want to see you, they want to spend time with you, people are flaky. It could be long day at work, just don't feel like it, my dog vomited. I mean, whatever it is, people are easy to come up with excuses for not hanging out. And it really doesn't have to do with you most of the time. It's just
never.
Like their kind of state of being. And I remember there was a time that I set up a first date with someone and I just completely lost track of time. And I told him, I lost track of time. I'm not going to make the date. I'm so sorry. And he came back and said, that's fine. But if you truly want to see where things go, or you want to go on this first date, the ball's in your court. Like, and I really appreciated that he was like, that's fine, things come up, but now you got to take control of the situation and the onus is on you.
Yeah, I think we think it's being too much to say that, but that commands respect, right?
Yes.
You probably, with this person, you're like, oh, I'm either going to make time, make it a priority.
Yes.
Or I'm going to let him be on his way. Like, if I can't do that. And both of those are a win, even though it feels like it. The worst is when you're in that limbo. And this person, I didn't read like the full thing that they sent. They did say, I haven't said anything because I'm not trying to rock the boat. And we're still texting while he's away. So I just feel like if you go down that path, you're always going to be at the mercy of like, is this person going to follow through? Are they going to do what they say they want to do? And is that the relationship you want? Ultimately, that's what you have to ask yourself.
We tolerate the gray area so much, the wishy-washiness, the I don't know, and things in limbo, and let's see where things go. If you cannot live in the gray, which I know many of you can't, I certainly can't, you have to know that about yourself and you have to be able to communicate that and not pretend like it's fine. I'm going to play chill. I'm going to be cool. It's fine if I don't know definitively. The only way to get answers is for you to ask for the answers.
So I want to go into that a little more. But before we do, let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Confession, I have a secret about how I've been able to update my wardrobe with only high quality but affordable pieces these last few years. And now I have to let the secret out because they're sponsoring this episode. It's called Quince. Yeah, if you know, you know. Quince has premium European linen dresses, gorgeous washable silk tops, luxurious cashmere, and the best part, they're priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories. So no more middleman, and that's why it costs less to you. I know Julie got herself some nice cashmere pieces, and at only $50 a sweater, come on. And I recently ventured into home goods. I got myself some premium cotton percale sheets. Ultra cooling and just feels like a five-star hotel every night, and it's so perfect for the upcoming hot months. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/dateable for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/dateable to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/dateable.
Spring is in the air, and you know what adds an extra spring to my step? Our partners at Viya Hemp. Need to chill out after a long day? There's a Viya gummy for that. Dealing with anxiety or stress? There's a gummy for that too. Want to set the mood in the bedroom? There's a gummy for that called High Love. Viya also carries a wide array of other gummies with and without THC, ranging from 0 to 100 milligrams. I've been struggling to stay focused lately, so I was excited to try out their Flow State gummies. These felt like a good bet to me too, because they were non-psychoactive and THC-free. But they definitely delivered, boosting my daily energy and focus. So whether you're a 2 milligram or a 50 milligram user, you can shop through their website for any strength and effects. So head to Viya Hemp and use the code DATEABLE to receive 15% off and one free sample of their award-winning gummies, 21 plus. That's viiahemp.com and use the code DATEABLE at checkout. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Take your passion and pleasure to a whole new level with High Love from Viya Hemp. If you love Dateable, we have a podcast you have to check out. Seeing Other People was created to help you feel less alone and more empowered by your dating life. Hosted by your soon-to-be favorite internet big sis, Alana Dunn, an early Hinge employee, modern dater, and now a fiance, is here to guide you through whatever you're going through. And she covers the gamut of topics, from anti-dating rules, how she went from being an anxious dater to in a secure, healthy relationship, and navigating dating burnout. On Tuesdays, Alana brings on expert guests like dating coaches, matchmakers, psychologists, and more. And on Thursdays, Alana is joined by anonymous real-life daters who bare it all and open up about what they faced in their love lives and what they wish they knew going through it. Seeing Other People will help you change your dating mindset, develop healthy dating habits, and make you feel like you actually can find what you're looking for. Subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts and tune in every Tuesday and Thursday. So traveling, I feel like...
Living with ADHD can be a challenge, and dating with ADHD is definitely a challenge, we've heard many of you say. But finding the right care and proper tools needed to succeed can be life-changing. Dunn is an online ADHD care platform that can get you all the resources you need to help manage your ADHD. Unlock your path to better focus with Dunn. Take a free one-minute assessment and book an appointment with a licensed ADHD clinician as soon as the next day. Get continuous care, insurance coverage, and 24/7 care team support and pharmacy copays as low as $0. And because May is Mental Health Awareness Month, you can get 50% off your first consultation. That's just $99. Visit get.dunnfirst.com/podcast before the end of the month to take advantage of this deal. That's get.dunnfirst.com/podcast. Done. Turn ADHD into strength. Did you know that the cause of health issues with so many dogs is their food? That was so astounding for me to find out because I tend to think my dog Mojo eats pretty well until I really researched the ingredients. And actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more health issues with dogs than ever before. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. I actually love giving Mojo this as a topper. It's like an extra treat for him. And I feel good that there are no fillers and it's air-dried, so it retains more nutrients. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits, and so can your fur baby. Go to BadlandsRanch/dateable and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/dateable today.
This is when things fall apart, in all well-intentioned. Of course, we don't know this guy. Maybe he's not a flake. Maybe he really got sick and he's traveling all the time. That's totally possible. It's very hard when you don't have that momentum built.
Yes.
Like when you've gone on a couple dates, then you go away for a week. It's hard to stay in that mindset. What do you think are some ways? Let's say like he does have to cancel, he has to travel. I mean, obviously, staying in touch through text is kind of the bare minimum. Mm-hmm. I think even setting up like a FaceTime date or something virtual. Of course, it's not the meeting in person and that whole thing, but it's better than nothing. What do you think?
In those early stages of dating, it really is out of sight, out of mind. You're not an important person to them yet in their life. If you don't establish that connection and maintain it, they are going to forget you once they travel. One thing I used to do, knowing that this does happen when people travel, is to say, I know we're about to go our different ways for the holidays. We're not going to see each other for a few weeks. I know that communication can fall off. Can we just make sure that we keep mm-hmm. connected? Because I am looking forward to seeing you when you get back. That one sets a tone for the fact that you know this happens.
Right.
So you're being more intentional about it. And two is you are interested in getting to know them. You're not just like, we'll pick it back up once you're back. That just feels very, again, wishy-washy, gray area in limbo. Make it more definitive for your own sanity.
I think that's really important because I know even as the person traveling, like there's been times that I've wanted to stay in touch, but I'm like, I don't want to look lame that I have nothing to do on my vacation.
Yes.
And I just want to like FaceTime with them the whole time. Like that can go through someone's mind as well. So just putting it out there for both of you, it's not like one person doesn't have a life and the other one does. It's just we're making time in our lives for each other.
And it's out of genuine interest and curiosity. This cannot feel fake, not like,
no.
Oh, we should keep in touch because these two girls on the Dateable podcast told me to. It's like you genuinely are interested to get to know this person. I remember I was in early stages of dating someone and I was traveling to Sweden. I think we had gone on two dates and he said before I left, I've never been to Sweden. I hear it's beautiful. Once you get there, can you let me know a good time for you to show me like what's out your hotel window?
Yeah, that's really cute.
That's so cute. And that's such a genuine way of staying connected. Not like we got to schedule a FaceTime. It's like, right. I actually just want to know what you're looking at. You know, I want to know
right.
about your life as you're traveling.
Again, there was a lot of details in this email, but part of it was that this person felt like they were getting sick and they were traveling. So that's why they canceled right after. And they did acknowledge that the timing was bad because they just apologized for flaking. I've definitely had that happen before where someone, they're leaving and you think like, oh, this is going to be the night. Like, of course we have to get together because then if we don't, we won't see each other for 3 weeks or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they cancel and it's a really big letdown.
Oh, it is.
It's such a letdown. So I think like, first of all, give yourself grace if this is you. Like, it's okay to be annoyed by the situation. And again, it's just not like they're necessarily doing something wrong per se, because like maybe they are getting sick and they don't want to be on a trip getting sick. What's your take of like how to address that with them? Of I'm very disappointed, but I also kind of get it because life does happen. We can't just expect that like people are going to like move mountains all the time, nor would you necessarily want them to if they're like snotty and disgusting.
Right. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt and that they are truly feeling sick. And yes, I mean, they're also protecting your health and safety too, right? I think it's great to express your disappointment because it shows you're truly interested. I was very much looking forward to seeing you and I totally understand you're sick. I wish you well. Could we hop on a call or could we do a FaceTime? Do you need anything? Like from a genuine place of care and interest is again where I would go back to.
Yeah. And I'm not saying this to like play games, but I do think if someone cancels on you, watching what their next step is so,
yes.
so telling. If they cancel on you last minute, are they following up immediately with a text? Are they
right.
rescheduling? Let's say they're not going away for a few weeks. Even if they are they rescheduling for when they get back? Like, what is that next step? Because I do think if you're going to cancel a date, the onus has to be on you to show that you're not flaky and reliable.
Right. This is still better than someone ghosting you. At least they gave you the courtesy of canceling and let you know what was going on. So I think let's, one, award good behavior, right? So let's say something like, thank you for letting me know as soon as you knew, or thanks for not leaving me hanging. That's a good way to, a positive way to start it.
Yeah.
I was disappointed to hear that, but I also understand and respect your health, and I still look forward to at least getting to know you. Here's what I would suggest.
Yeah, I think I'm a firm believer of like second chances, but anything beyond that, I'm not saying like they're totally out, but it's at least call for you to take some action. What we were talking about at the beginning, to state what you need from this person, because what we don't want this listener to get into is this cycle of just waiting for this person.
Exactly.
That is not a cycle that anyone, and you know, of course, he could be sick, he could be traveling, like all that's okay. But at the end of the day, that's not the relationship you want if you're never a priority or seeing the person. I would say two strikes is my opinion. Two times they get sick or they need to travel or whatever. The third time, that's when you have the conversation of, hey, this is what I'm looking for in a relationship. Like, do you think that's possible? Like, do you think that we can get on the same page? And if not, that's cool, but like, I'm moving on.
Right.
You can't just like stay there idle because they're just going to keep doing it. People treat you how you let them.
Yes. You start building a habit out of it. And also, if you're giving someone a second chance, make sure they know it's a second chance. What I mean by this is,
yeah,
many times when we're dating, we test people without letting them know that we're testing them or that what our expectations are. Like, this is not a giving someone a second chance if the first time they did it, you did not express your disappointment and you did not express what you expect out of the situation. You have to set up people for success that first time around. And if they don't meet you the second time, then you have your answer. You already gave them the roadmap and they didn't follow it.
Okay. Well, hopefully this helped. Dating is tough in these early stages. It really can make or break it, these little inactions. Mm. And I think ultimately that's why we do need to like over-communicate. I know people are scared to communicate in early stages. You just want to play it cool. You don't want to be too much. That's what we hear. But that's when things fade out. So I personally would always rather be under the guise of I gave it my all. I put out what I was looking for. And again, you don't have to do it in like a rude or condescending way. Like, it could just be a conversation that's very vulnerable and like from the heart.
And speaking of over communication, we love it when you over communicate with us, listeners. Let us know what's on your mind. You can reach us through so many different ways. You can email us your questions, hello@datablepodcast.com. You can DM us on Instagram @datablepodcast is the handle. But best yet is you can leave us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts, 5 stars. And in the body of your review, you can ask your brunch talk question there and we will push it to the top of the queue. That is the fastest way to get your questions answered.
Yeah, we are now recording these as video podcasts. So if you haven't made it over to YouTube, you could do that. Or maybe you're there right now watching it as a video podcast.
Yes.
We got you no matter where you are. You know, I kind of like brunch talk as video because like you're eating with us.
Should we be eating on this
maybe,
video?
Maybe. Okay, maybe we will. Put us on the TV. Have your brunch. It's all there.
I'm not wearing pants, so I'm not going to be getting up in this video.
That's the Easter egg for you. Yeah.
It was much easier when we weren't doing video. I can just get up, but I won't be getting up in this one. But we will see you back here very soon for another episode of Brunch Talk.
Bye.
The Dateable Podcast is part of the Frolic Media Network. Find more podcasts you'll love at frolic.media/podcasts. You can follow us on Instagram @datablepodcast and visit datablepodcast.com for access to all the episodes and our premium programs. Also, make sure to subscribe today if you haven't already on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform so you are the first to get all the latest episodes. And most importantly, stay dateable.